State Representative Frederick Frazier filed for intent to retire from the Dallas Police Department after being investigated for impersonating a public official and sign-stealing during his 2022 campaign. The intent to retire comes just before he entered a no-contest plea on December 5, 2023, for two misdemeanor charges related to attempting to impersonate a public servant. Attempting to impersonate a public servant is classified as a Class A misdemeanor, which carries a fine of $4,000 for each charge and 1 year probation. He also pled guilty to the charge of criminal mischief, a Class C misdemeanor, which carries a fine of $500. By admitting guilt to the misdemeanor rather than the initially charged felonies, Frazier can maintain his position in the House. Public Information Officer Kristen Lohman told Local Profile Frazier is an active member of the Dallas Police Department and has submitted his intent to retire under investigation. He is currently on leave without pay. Local Profile previously reported that in June 2022, Frazier was indicted by a grand jury in Collin County following a report by Paul Chabot, Frazier's opponent in the GOP runoff. Chabot informed McKinney police that some of his campaign signs outside a Walmart had been removed. According to Chabot, store officials conveyed that an individual claiming to be a McKinney code compliance officer had instructed them to inform Chabot that his signs were not in compliance. Chabot later learned from a city manager that no code compliance officer had visited the store. Despite this, one of Chabot's signs was taken from the area near the store a few days later. I stand behind my statement that Texas deserves leadership that is ethical, collaborative and results-oriented, Frazier's opponent, Sheena King, said at the time. Mr. Frazier's indictment calls into question his adherence to Texas law and his ability to serve the people of Texas honestly and without misrepresentation. As Local Profile reported, Frazier previously faced 9 investigations into unnecessary violence while working with the Dallas police. None of the inquiries led to prosecution or punishment. 7 out of the 9 incidents occurred with a person of color. In one incident in November 2000, 5 people said they saw Frazier beat a black man after a foot chase. The man, Demarcus Alexander, said Frazier called him the N-word and struck him repeatedly across the body and head. Frazier ultimately denied any accusations. Update. December 6, 2023, 10 a.m. An earlier story incorrectly stated that Frazier faced 9 counts of brutality. However, Frazier was internally investigated and cleared of wrongdoing and did not face any legal repercussions. The article has since been updated. We regret the error. Frazier is currently running for the next term. This article was originally published on December 5, 2023.